Get ready for the most amazing show on the radio. Welcome to the Radio Shopping Show. The Radio Shopping Show is sponsored by Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino, conveniently located just blocks from the Strip at the corner of Flamingo and Paradise, with tons of free parking and lots of food, gaming, and fun. It's Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino, your winning destination. The Radio Shopping Show, where you save 40, 50, 60% and more on area goods and services. Stay tuned and shop on the radio for dining certificates, weekend getaways, automobile service, and more from top area businesses. To be a part of the Radio Shopping Show, just pick up the phone and dial 702-221-7283. That's 702-221-SAVE. Now, let's save some money with the Radio Shopping Show. Join Signature Productions April 4th through the 27th at Summerlin Library Theater for the spring production of Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, considered the longest-running show in the history of the London Theater. And this murder mystery needs your help to find the killer. The Mousetrap at Summerlin Library Theater, April 4th through the 27th. Showtimes Thursday through Saturday, 7:30 p.m., with a special 2 p.m. matinee on Saturdays. For tickets, visit signatureproductions.net.
All right, welcome to the Radio Shopping Show. I have the stars of the Signature Production show, The Mousetrap. They're going to tell us all about The Mousetrap. They're going to tell us about kind of how they got into the stage plays and theater. We're going to talk with Alex and Anastasia. Did I say that right? All right. Boom, I did. I said it right this time. All right. I do have a problem sometimes pronouncing names, but I want to just kind of dive right into it, Alex. I'm going to start with you, kind of put you on the hot seat first, right? You're ready. You're used to the hot seat. You've been on stage and looking out into the crowd and all these people. So we're going to put that microphone right in front of you and just tell everybody a little bit about you. How long you've been in the Signature Production, how long you've been performing, and how'd you get started?
So I would say I got started in church, doing Vacation Bible School and little on-stage performances there. Moving into high school, I would direct shows and obviously be in the shows. I actually started in the community theater in Las Vegas in 2009 at Super Summer Theater, doing Working the Musical, working with our director for Mousetrap, Steve McMillan. And my first audition was actually with Signature Productions for Peter Pan back in 2008. Didn't book, but I kept going and got my degree in musical theater at Southern Utah University. Did some professional assistant directing gigs there at the Utah Shakespeare Festival and around the Utah area. Moved to New York, and now I'm back here and doing, shows at Signature Productions.
Wow. You have, in a short period of time, done a lot, on the theater, the theater scene. And I'm sure it's not easy to kind of get your break or get into, just kind of being in shows regularly. How many shows do you do a year, or how many shows do you kind of do a month? Do you have it to where you do so many a year, or so many a month shows already lined up?
Yeah, I'm not as young as I look.
You sure you're not 18?
Yeah.
Okay, you look 18. The people can't see you, but I'm going to tell you guys, you look 18 to me. I got to say 18. I need to see his driver's license.
It's the espresso that's keeping me young. This year, I've kind of overbooked myself in a good way. I'm starting with Mousetrap. Then I'm actually about to do a Super Summer Theater show as well at Spring Mountain Ranch, School of Rock. And then I will be directing Signature Productions' next show, Little Shop of Horrors. And then in the winter, possibly another show. So I'm kind of at a full steam ahead nonstop this year.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sometimes when you're busy and you're doing something you enjoy and love, right? It never gets hard. It never gets old, right? Like I said, you enjoy it. You're a seasoned veteran now. Mm-hmm. So you're not like this young spring chicken running around trying to find gigs.
You started at 18 and now I'm 55, Mark. Okay, I hear you.
21. Exactly. 21. Yeah, 20. Yeah, you can do a lot from 18 to 21, right? We're just going to keep it at 21 because I'm 30. So we want to make sure we just stay around the same age because people always say, you're not 30. I'm 30, right?
You're 30.
My birthday stopped at 30.
I'm leaving this building saying you are 30 years old.
All right. Well, let's go to your counterpart, Anastasia.
Hello.
Did I say that right? Yes. Again. Okay. Do people mess your name up a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Lot. What's your nickname?
Sometimes I just go by Anna, just to keep
Anna.
It short.
Anna? Okay. All right.
Steve calls me Anastasia, and I tell him after the show that he's been pronouncing it wrong.
Oh, my God. See, I don't want to do that. So, Anna, I like that. Okay. So, like Alex, tell us a little bit about you, and I'm sure you're not... You look young. You have to be somewhere. You know, how long have you been the theater? Do you have a degree? And tell us a little bit about you.
Okay. So my name is Anastasia Lutz. I am 23 years old. I graduated from UNLV Film.
Go Rebs.
Yep. and I would say probably professionally acted for, I think, 4 years now. I started in high school just to break out of my shell. This is something that Lil Anna would never have done, but I ended up really liking it, and I wanted to continue down the acting path. And right now I've been focusing more on like films and web series, and this year I wanted to try to go back into stage and go back to the roots, because I haven't done a show since high school.
Right.
So I wanted to delve back.
You went to high school here? You guys both went to high school here in Vegas?
Yeah,
you guys?
I went to Spring Valley.
Okay, Spring Valley. Okay.
Yeah. So, I saw the Mousetrap auditions and I told myself, you know what? Just do it.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun during the auditions. I didn't think much about it. And then I ended up on it. So now I'm here.
There you go. There you go. So, Alex, let's go ahead, both you guys. I'll throw this question at, both you guys, but Alex, why don't you, tell us a little bit about Mousetrap and, what can people expect that's going to come and see the show? I have probably about 20 or 30 of my closest friends that already got tickets. So they'll be there. So we definitely are excited about that. And I'm definitely going to be talking to see if I get some more tickets because I'm out. So I want to make sure I get and help you guys fill that, the theater up over there at Summerlin Library. So what can people expect that, are planning to come and see the Mousetrap? What can they expect from this production?
So Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap. It's set in 1950s at just outside of London. So you can expect us to all have, British dialects of some flavor. It's a murder mystery. So it's kind of a short description in that we don't want to give too much away.
No, of course
not. We have a couple that are running a guest house that have 5 guests coming in, and then one detective a little later, because there has been an announced murder that's happened in an adjacent city, just outside of London. Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. You're
exactly. Right.
I'm like, all right, I already know what's going to happen. Okay, there it is. He had to tease you guys a little bit. For everybody that's listening, yes, we're talking with the cast, Anastasia and... Did I say that right?
Yes.
And Alex. All right. So they are here. They are in this production. I have 6 people just today book their reservation to come and see you guys and see the show, and now to have you guys in studio. So a little bit about the show from your eyes. What can people expect when they come to see the show? I mean, just as far as like the performance.
Yeah. So I would definitely expect some comedy as well. It's not all just dark.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely expect to be on the edge of your seats, and audiences can expect to also, you can also solve the crime with us,
right,
you know, as the play progresses. And it's a very like tight cast. We interact with each other a lot. So you can also follow each character and try to unravel each character's secrets and stories as well.
Yeah. How long is the show? Each show? I know you guys got the matinee and then you do a 7:30 and a 2:30, right? How long is the show?
15 with an intermission.
Yeah. How long is the production? How long is the show?
Oh, how long are we running or how long?
No, how long is, I mean,
like 2 hours and 15 minutes.
2 hours and 15 minutes. Okay, minute. From start to finish. And you got a, what, about a 15-minute intermission for people? Okay. What is it about this show that attracted you to this show and to go and try to audition?
Yeah, so I actually started with this show just as a, not just, but as the assistant director, as I'll be directing in the fall. And I read it. I didn't know the Mousetrap before, but I fell in love with this character. His name is Christopher Wren. He's eccentric and kind of, he's a little outlandish in his wants for life and very mysterious. He has a lot of secrets. We all have a lot of secrets in the show, but him in particular has just had a lot of secrets. And I just wanted to play that role.
Yeah. And with that, and Anastasia, I'll go to you next, mm-hmm. but even with the roles that you guys are playing, do you find yourself kind of connecting with those characters at all on some of the roles? Or not just this one, but just in general, do you look for a role like that that's is relatable?
I think with the Mousetrap specifically, when I auditioned, I was either going to go for Molly or Miss Casewell. For me, like, I didn't really look at Molly as much as I did with Miss Casewell, just because she is more of a masculine character.
Right.
When she enters, some of the other characters are like, is she a girl? Is she a boy? Because she acts in such a manly manner.
Right.
And she doesn't really, like, care about what other people think of her. And I think in general, in my life too, I kind of tend to like the looser clothing.
Right.
And more of the, you know, I grew up more tomboyish as well. So I think I did find a little bit of myself in Miss Casewell as well.
And for what you got, I mean, you know, just for kind of being on the stage like that, do you, when you read scripts and auditions, do you kind of say, okay, this is more somebody I can relate to? Or is it, do you look for something in those scripts to really can kind of, I guess, pull it out of you that, you know, maybe you can relate more to if it's something that you, when you're reading like that?
100%.
Yeah.
What role am I going to play in this? And even if I'm going to be directing it, well, what role? Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. And you kind of,
I think it helps also, like, just prepare yourself for the audition too. It definitely helps.
Yeah. And when you're reading for a certain part, because I'm sure you don't know which part you're going to read for, right? Sometimes you may just get a script and that person may or may not fit who you are. So, wow. So this is big news happening with the Mousetrap over at the Summerlin Library. It did just kick off. And how was that first show? Was it the third or the fourth? I think you got.
We just did four shows. So we
did four
Thursday,
shows.
Friday, Saturday matinee, Saturday evening. So we just did our first weekend.
Yeah,
and then we have three more. And yeah, I think the audiences are loving it.
Yeah,
we're selling great tickets. As you say, 30 of your friends are already coming.
30 of my closest friends will be there.
We are
now. Look, if you guys get anybody that's acting up and they mention my name or the radio station, no, that's not me. I didn't send them. Okay, I did not send anybody that's yelling and screaming. Yeah, make sure you guys eject them, kick them out, tell them, hey, look, Mark, don't play that. But I mean, with this production, because like you said, you are going to be also doing some producing in the next show that we're also going to help promote. How does it feel to, you know, take on this role? And also now you're going to be doing some producing. How does that make you feel as far as what you've accomplished over the, you know, X amount of years?
Yeah, I mean, this show in specific, as far as assistant directing, I was quieter on the set, I will say. It was more about being in Steve's ear, the director, of my thoughts and you know, what I was observing. But I think being a director is something I'm much more comfortable in. I like being overseeing the big picture. Obviously, being an actor, it's a much more relaxed role. You get to kind of be one track minded, but I like being a director. I'm a control freak, man.
That's where you lead it toward. It's all right. Even as an assistant director, right? You get a little bit of control in the show. Yeah. So, and for you, it's as far as, like you said, you kind of, you know, kind of, you had a little bit of a going back onto the stage now. And so, how is it? You've got just your first weekend. How would you grade your performance?
Oh, goodness.
I mean, be hard on yourself or be soft. I mean, what would Anastasia before Anastasia now, what would she say how you did? Let's say that.
Okay. I think she would be very proud of what she's done. Like, you know, I wanted to go back onto the stage. I did it. I would rate my performance probably like 9.5.
There you go.
There's room for improvement, but I did the best.
Always. Yeah. And you guys got, I mean, just so many performances coming up in the next few weeks that, you know, by the end, you know, you guys can sit back and go, okay, this is kind of what I did and how I did it. And how hard is it in you guys' field or your line of work from the theater aspect to get into it for people that are listening right now? How hard is it and how difficult is it to get into what you guys are doing?
I always like the advice when it comes to entertainment. Don't do it. If you can do anything else, do it.
Yeah.
Because it is not the kindest of space when it comes to getting into it, as you're asking.
Yes.
But if you really want to do it, then you want to really do it.
Yeah.
And that's more professional. That's when you are starting to pay people a lot of money. When it comes to community theater, we tried, I think, to be a little bit more inclusive, but still, there's a lot of heartbreak in it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stakes are so high, because the payoff is so rewarding.
Yeah.
So, if you're trying to be involved in theater, community theater is definitely the great first step
to get started.
And then, if you love it, then good luck.
See, now, 18-year-old Alex probably would have something totally different to that comment. So that was a politically correct way to kind of respond, right? To the director, Alex, compared to the, character, Alex. So, what do you guys, I mean, I know this is all the month of April, and like you said, you guys got stuff lined up for the fall and things like that. Do you have something lined up that's after The Mouse Trap? Are you got some auditions in line?
I told myself I should really take care of myself after The Mouse Trap. I've had a very busy first 4 months of 2024, but I'm probably going to break that promise with myself and do something. Before The Mouse Trap, I was on a very fun project called Modern Living. It's a short film that me and my pals did, put our blood, sweat, and tears into it. So we're just waiting on post-production on it. But I think after The Mouse Trap, I'll try to rest. If something comes up, then I'll do it.
Right.
But yeah, so far, not really.
You got it, yeah. And do you guys, and this is a question for both of you guys, start with you, Alex. With this production, and like you said, with the theater and things like that, people are coming. And do you guys feel like people do judge you based on what you're doing as far as, say, this performance? It's not one of your best performances. You guys get criticized, and there's a lot of people critique what you do on a regular basis. Like family and friends. Do you get critiqued a lot?
What I'll say about this show and this cast specifically is we are very consistent in what we are giving performance-wise, and that is very special and unique. Usually, I think with some shows I've been a part of, there's at least one player that is a wild card.
Somebody that just, you don't know what they're going to do. Right.
Yeah. And especially reflecting on maybe this last Saturday where it's, you have two shows in one day. It's a little hard to get through both those shows sometimes. But when you get that momentum and you have that consistency and you have that memorized rhythm,
muscle memory,
it really is exciting.
And that makes a difference, right? The crew, like the people, because you're working together. I mean, not just during showtime, but also the practice and the preparing and the sacrifice of, you know, other things. So you guys are working together a lot, not just during when the show starts. You guys are practicing a lot. How does that feel, having that when you are working and the people you're working with? How easy is it for you to have your best performance when you're working with people?
I don't know. Like, we've had a lot of rehearsals, and it was, for me, really exciting to go into each rehearsal, because, like, everyone was super welcoming. This is my first ever, you know, I've done with Signature Productions. Like, I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Right.
But like Alex said, like, it's, we're very consistent. There are times where, you know, maybe we'll mess up. It's fine. We'll pick it back up. No one has to know about it. But yeah, it's been really fun doing this, even though it's been a very tiring week. It's been really fun.
I guess that's the part of the what you guys and what you do is the sacrifice too, right? It's a huge commitment. It's a sacrifice, right? And you gotta love it to really do what you guys do. And again, I applaud you guys for what you're doing. So before I let you guys go, Alex and Anastasia, will just tell everybody a little bit about how they can stay connected with you as far as your social media pages, and then throw out those dates for the Mousetrap.
Well, I am a little recluse when it comes to social media presence. You can attempt to follow me on Instagram at Alec_Tristan. That is TRISTAN. I will have to approve your follow. I'm really not that great at it. But, like I said, you can come see Little Shop of Horrors in the fall. I will be directing that. You can come see me in the summer at Super Summer Theater in, School of Rock. And if you want to get tickets to Signature Productions, it's signatureproductions.net. So that's me, Anastasia.
Okay. So I do have an Instagram. It's Anna Cho Lutz, ANACHOLUTZ. I sometimes post. usually I'll post about, you know, acting stuff and, you know, regular other stuff. But yeah, please come see The Mousetrap. If you want tickets, it's on the Signature Productions website.
Yep.
And if you want to learn more about The Mousetrap or the Signature Productions, it's on the website at signatureproductions.net or on the Signature Productions Facebook and Instagram.
And if they want to go, it's signatureproductions.net, just like Anastasia said. 1771 Inner Circle Drive, 120 minutes is about the approximate time of the show. April 4th was when it kicked off. They'll go all the way to April 27th, and that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, right? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Do you have a matinee on Thursday and Friday, or just Saturday?
Just Saturday.
So matinee Saturday, 2:30 or 2:15, then 7:30, 7:15-ish, with a kind of intermission, right? Because so you guys do have a small intermission, and then tickets are available. You guys can go online and see these two wonderful people that came into the studio, and we're excited. But I do have one thing that I do want to. Kind of a curveball now. A little bit of a curveball. I told you guys I wasn't going to throw one, but I found something on social media on the Signature Production page. And I think you guys will know who this this gentleman is.
The fun thing about the show is that you get to follow along with the mystery. You get to decide who did it. And at the end, you get to know who did it. And once you see it, don't tell who did it.
So he said he doesn't go on social media, but I did get a clip of social media. So thank you for that little clip on social media. But it's on the Signature Productions LV Instagram. They got Alec just kind of talking a little bit about Mousetrap, but we found something.
You found it.
Wasn't hard to find. Wasn't really hard to find. They put it on the front page, but he is on the Signature Productions Instagram, and you guys definitely get out there and check it out. The Mousetrap. Get your tickets. If you haven't gotten them from us, make sure you get them. The Signature Web Productions LV.com or no, let me see, it's .net. signatureproductions.net. See these two great people. You guys got anything last words to say before I let you guys go?
Just thank you so much for having us. Yes. This has been so fun.
Great you guys came in and done. We'll do it again. We'll definitely do it again. Anything?
I was very nervous coming in here, but you made it so comfortable and nice. Thank you so much.
So if I was to come to the stage, you guys would have to return the favor and make me feel comfortable, right? Because I've been on big stages. I play football and now I do radio, but I haven't been on a stage.
You
a production stage, a theater stage. I actually did do a little music video when I was in high school on the stage. So
it wasn't
my best performance, but I got to tell you, we did do a little production where it was on theater and everybody had to, you know, sing and find their best artist. And this was in the early 90s. So,
okay.
but Caitlin, you got anything to say before I let you guys go? Yeah, you can jump on. We have to.
I'm so excited as the PR piece of this to get to join these fabulous actors. One thing I will say is that when you come see shows at Signature Productions, you're supporting a nonprofit. As someone who works in that space every day, in my real job, I will tell you that it's just amazing to see what these actors put on the stage. These are people who have jobs and school and commitments they're going to all day, and then they get in the studio at night and they're practicing, and then putting the show on its feet. And so every ticket you buy, every dollar you donate, this nonprofit rolls it right back into these incredible productions that you get to see. And if you're lucky enough, I hope you come out this April and join in the fun with Alec and Anastasia too.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, guys, thank you for coming in, and I will definitely see and talk to you guys again. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
Honest. Join Signature Productions April 4th through the 27th at Summerlin Library Theater for the spring production of Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, considered the longest-running show in the history of the London Theater. And this murder mystery needs your help to find the killer. The Mousetrap at Summerlin Library Theater, April 4th through the 27th. Showtimes Thursday through Saturday, 7:30 p.m., with a special 2 p.m. matinee on Saturdays. For tickets, visit signatureproductions.net. The Radio Shopping Show, brought to you by Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at Flamingo in Paradise. For food, gaming, fun, and lots of free parking, it's Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino, your winning destination. To be a part of the Radio Shopping Show, just pick up the phone and dial 702-221-7283. That's 702-221-SAVE. Now, let's return to the Radio Shopping Show.
The 27th Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend is taking place April the 18th to the 21st, 2024 at the Orleans Hotel in Las Vegas. And once again, we are bringing you a fantastic lineup of entertainment. Get all the details at www.vivalasvegas.net. Tickets are available now, so don't miss out. Go to www.vivalasvegas.net. See you there.
All right, welcome back. All right, we got the man, the myth, the legend. We are excited. Tom is with us we're going to talk about the Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly 27th annual Rockabilly. What a run this has been. It's going to continue because Tom is just going to make and take over the Orleans. Who can say they've taken over an entire hotel for 4 days? It's one person that I know, my good friend, Tom, and he is with us. We're going to talk about this wonderful event that continues to, just bring people from all over the world. They're going to have bowling. They're going to have, car show, six stages, burlesque show, fashion show, jive classes. You name it, they're going to have it. It's going to be April 18th to April 21st. Let's talk to my man, Tom, and see exactly. It's probably game day. He's probably typed up. He's getting ready. It's that time. I know he gets ready for this, each and every year, and, excited. Tom, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Tom, how you doing, my man? It's that time again.
Yes, it's good to be here again.
It's great to be here. Great to have you. I mean, I don't know anyone other than you, Tom, that can take over an entire hotel over at the Orleans from April 18th to April 21st. Tell everybody, 27 years. And anything about this year that's just going to be different from all the other years?
Not really. It's very much sort of the same. Obviously, we have different bands and everything each year and DJs. But it's the same sort of format that we normally have. We've got, you know, things like our rhythm and blues show, which is something new we've started a couple of years ago. And that's which is, it's just like a 50s R&B show. And it's probably the highlight of the weekend.
Yeah.
And then the car show, yeah, all the cars were built before 1964 and they're period correct. And this year we've actually got more cars than we've had for a long, long time.
Yeah. And the crowd and the turnout, tell everybody that's listening, where are some of the places that people are coming from?
Apart from all over the USA, they come from Canada, Mexico, Brazil, Colombia, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, England, Scotland, Wales, France, Belgium, Germany, Spain, Italy, Portugal, where have I missed? And more.
And more. So, Tom, I mean, you know, that's just amazing. 27 a Rockabilly Weekend here in the beautiful city of Las Vegas at the Orleans. Did you ever think you would be here, Tom? Right here, where you are after all these years? Did you still think this thing will be when you first started to vision what this would be like? Did you vision 27 of the years of this here in Las Vegas?
I didn't know what to expect. I didn't even know we were going to do a second one when we did the first one. We just didn't know what was going to happen. And never expected it to grow to what it was. And then 2 years ago, I got the key to the city from the mayor. So that, I still can't believe that.
Wow. I mean, I have yet to meet anyone other than you, Tom, that can say, I actually take over a hotel. Like, I mean, literally everything that weekend is put on by you guys.
Yes, the whole place. Even the background music in the casino, we do that.
Wow. Now, this is going to go down. This is something special. What people that if I have people that haven't been, this is going to be their first year, Tom, and they're listening right now. What can they expect from the 27th year of Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly? What can they expect?
There's a lot of things to expect. The main thing is pace yourself, because the days and nights can get very long. Wear comfortable shoes. And it's just go with it and enjoy it. There's so much going on. A lot of bands and DJs. There's burlesque shows. And so look at the schedule. When you get there, look at the schedule and say, now, what do I feel like doing? Because at one moment, there could be six different things going on.
Yeah. Wow. That's wonderful. And they can, do you have a lot of the people that come in? Do most of the people stay right there at the Orleans?
Anyone who gets a room, obviously, we have every guest room in the hotel. Yeah. I mean, everyone wants to stay in the Orleans, but not everyone can. So it normally sells out a year in advance.
Wow. I'm looking at it now. So the Orleans is sold out. So, I mean, if they haven't got their rooms yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And when we put the rooms on sale for next year, they'll be sold out within two hours.
Wow. Amazing. What is, like you were saying, you guys have, for the people, cause I told them we were going to be doing the interview today, and they were kind of asking about, the LGBT, meet up. Can you explain that a little bit to me?
I mean, it is what it expected to be. It's just one of the smaller rooms. We have the LGBTQIA plus meetup, and I'm a great believer in meetups where people can meet like-minded people at the event, and so that they can help each other through the weekend or just hang out with them. And when someone came to me with the idea of doing this one, I thought, well, that's a great idea. We'll do it. Because here's how I look at it. We started with things like a singles meetup and a sober meetup. You don't know by looking at someone if they're sober, right?
Right.
So how do you find out if there's other sober people who you can hang out with and support each other not to drink?
Right.
And so that's why we did the sober meetup. And it was the same with the singles meetup. Which wasn't so much singles for people to find someone to hook up with. It was more for like single girls who go to the event to find another single girl to hang out with for safety and things like that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, realize that you can't always look at someone and know everything about them. So doing the LGBTQIA plus meetup was something I thought was a great idea, because we want the event to be welcoming to everyone. And yeah, it doesn't matter what someone's race, color, religion, sexual orientation, doesn't matter. We want everyone to be the same and enjoying it the same.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful that you guys are doing that.
It's basically a no politics weekend as well.
Now that's probably the best part about it. I mean, especially when a lot of people get in together in a room or somewhere, kind of politics. Now that all this political season is here, they start kind of talking about. So no politics at this event. Yeah. No politic talk. If your belief is your belief, you keep it until the weekend is over. But you can go on VivaLasVegas.net if you want to find more information about this wonderful event. 27th year here in Las Vegas at the Orleans, completely taken over. Is there anything, Tom, that's happening this year that may not happen in previous years? Any new things happening?
This is the first time we're doing it. We have a featured car club where they get a prime location to park their club's cars in the car show, and they help out with stuff during the car show. And for the first one, it's going to be the dead sleds. And yeah, they've supported the event for years, so it's natural for them to be our first featured club.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. And it's going to be the first year.
Yeah. The first year of the featured club, yes.
Oh, wonderful. And yeah, and like Tom said, if you want to see the schedule format, like he said, pace yourself so you know exactly where to go and where time to be there. VivaLasVegas.net. You can see the full schedule format from Wednesday night, all Thursday. Friday is posted, and then also Saturday and Sunday. So I know the last day is on Sunday, Tom. For people that, again, haven't been or is their first time going for this year, what is Sunday like for the last day?
It's a good night. It's still very busy. It tends to be the crowd who are more into music because the car show's not on Sunday, so a lot of the car people leave. And so it is very much a music event on the Sunday. We have it's the biggest day of the pool party on Sunday, and it's a bit more laid back.
Yeah. And they must stay until Monday or Tuesday, right? Make this a whole six day weekend.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah.
For a lot of people, it's their annual vacation.
Wow. Tom, you've turned people into coming to Vegas, if nothing else, at least once a year, right? They're here for the Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly. So, I mean, just the generation of people coming and the revenue and the, you know, people coming to Las Vegas. Maybe it's their only time they come is during this event. And then I had a question and I wanted you to, cause someone, again, the questions I'm asking you are questions that people have asked me. Somebody.
Yeah.
Emailed me and said, Mark, do you know the dress code or can I buy something there?
There is no dress code. You can wear whatever you want. And yes, you can go there and buy clothes to wear at the event as well.
Okay. So there will be, the lady was her first year and she didn't know if she needed to dress in the 70s kind of baggy skirt. She didn't really know, and I didn't really know if you guys offered clothes there, if people wanted to merchandise. Yeah. So you will be having merchandise there.
Oh, yeah. What I say to people, if you're not sure, on your first night, just wear jeans and a T-shirt.
Can't go wrong with that. Jeans and a T-shirt and then just kind of see what everybody's wearing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a great.
And then probably the first thing someone will buy would be one of the event T-shirts.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then as soon as you've got your event T-shirt and jeans, you're fitting in.
That's it. There it is. That's it. Tom could not have said that any more simplified. Look, you don't have to stress about what you're going to wear. Come the first night and jeans and a T-shirt. And then from there, you'll be able to get some merchandise. So you guys have a lot of merchandise on hand for people to buy.
Oh, there's a ton of it. Yeah, we've got over 100 vendors.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's going to be amazing. When do you come to the Las Vegas to kind of get the everything started? Are you here earlier than the event?
On Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
It's Sunday coming.
That's wonderful. Well, Tom, I know this is an exciting time. I mean, I'm sure you get ready for this last year at the end, right, of 2023's event. You're preparing already for this year's event. And what is it about these events, Tom, that just kind of just makes you excited? What is it about it?
Well, it's the music side of it. It's the music that I've always loved all my life. So, and I've been part of the rockabilly scene for a long, long time. And so it's not like having a job. It's organizing something that I enjoy myself.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful.
So it's like what sort of event do I want to go to? That's what I organize.
Yep, something that you enjoy. Well, that's wonderful. Well, Tom, we do it like we do it every year. Give everybody the information. I know we got the website here, VivaLasVegas.net, but any social media outlets that they can follow along, and we'll let you go because it's almost game time.
Yeah, on Facebook, we've got a Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend group, and that's the best place to get information from people who go to the event.
Right. Wonderful. All right, Tom, it's a pleasure. It's time to suit up. It's game time. It's getting close. So April 18th through the 21st. If you haven't got your tickets, VivaLasVegas.net. Make sure you get over there and, grab those tickets, grab a friend and, go and have a great time. Tom, it's always a pleasure. Hey, we're going to start getting ready prepared for number 28.
Yes. I've already started.
All right. Well, you're ahead of me. So have a wonderful event. Like I know you will. Take over the Orleans. That's your hotel for 4 days, Tom.
Yes. Belongs to me.
All right. My good friend, Tom. And Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend is back. April 18th through the 21st. Look, get some rest. Get a lot of sleep before you come because it's going to be a fun night, fun nights. So make sure you guys, if you haven't got your tickets yet, VivaLasVegas.net, you can find tickets there. And great pleasure talking to you, Tom, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Good chatting with you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. There it is. My man, Tom Ingram. He is one of a kind. We talk every year. We've talked every year for the last about seven or eight years. And I got to tell you, it's always a pleasure. I mean, 27 years. How many people can say they've taken over an entire casino for 4 days? I know Tom is that's on his resume. He's done it at a high level. So if you haven't got your tickets, make sure you get those tickets right now. If you call me right now, I got a surprise for you. All right. Give me a call. Rockabilly Weekend is happening. The number is 221-7283. Let's get into our sale before we go to our first break. Splash Supper Club, $25 value for $7 right now. If you want to go to Splash Supper Club, I do have over at the Beach House. This is a brand new restaurant, $20 value for $10. It's over on Eastern and Coronado Center. If you love those, that beach flavor, make sure you get, it's kind of a Hawaiian flavor. Make sure you get your tickets for that. I do have four pair of tickets left for Maya Cinemas, $26 value for $13 a pair. So you get two tickets for Maya Cinemas. And this is a super special. It's the Hyatt Place in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I have two of these right now that we're going to do, a $674 value. It's three nights and you get the breakfast each morning. So make sure you take advantage of that. And it's good on the weekends. It's good until December 1st of 2024. So you do have enough time to use it. $150. That's $50 a night. No resort fees, no parking fees, but you do have to pay the amenity fee, which is usually 50 or 100 bucks, just in case you do something in the room. But it's 4 miles from downtown Colorado and 10 miles from Pikes Peak. If you want to get out there, got wonderful hiking trails and at the Hyatt Place area. It's located on the Garden of the God. $674, $150, and you can, and I have, two of those that we're going to do at that price. I do have one pair of tickets left for Mike Epps down at the Venetian Hotel and Casino. $125 value on sale for $69. That's May 3rd. If you want to go see Mike Epps, if you haven't seen him in person, he is a stand-up comedian. He also is a movie star and a producer. So he's got a resume that he's been around since the late 90s. So check out Mike Epps, $125 value for $69. He's coming to the Venetian. And then also at the Venetian, we got Magic for Humans star. If you haven't seen his Netflix special, Justin Wellman. Make sure you check it out. I actually, over the weekend, I wanted to check it out. So I went on and watched it, and it is magic for humans. I mean, one of the funniest shows that I've seen. Make sure you check out his show. It's Magic for Humans. Great show. It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix special. Make sure you check it out. All you have to do is type in his name and Justin, JustinWillman. We have those tickets available for $45. So if you go and see his Netflix special and then call me tomorrow or today and get the tickets. He's going to be there May 3rd. So you can go see Mike Epps and Justin Willman on the same day. The number to dial is 221-7283. I also have tickets for Scrambled. If you want to check out Scrambled LV, that's one of our new breakfast, brunch, and lunch places. $25 for $15 if you want to check that out. And then we have Sin City Seafood. Everybody loves some great seafood. Lobster, crab, po' boy sandwiches. They do it all over at Sin City Seafood, $25 for $10. That's over on Bonneville and 3rd, right downtown. And then I do have in stock Herbie Hancock. If you haven't seen Herbie Hancock in person, if you love jazz, you'll love Herbie Hancock. $90 value, on sale for $45. If you want to check out Herbie Hancock, highly recommend you take advantage of these tickets right here with us. That's going to be on Friday, April 12th. At the Palms inside the Pearl Theater. Make sure you get down there. $39 a pair. I'm saying $39 a pair. We reduce those prices, for people that want to go see Herbie Hancock. Jazz extraordinaire. If you haven't seen him perform, you got to see it in person. 221-7283. 221-SAVE. I also want to mention how just left off down at the House of Blues. I know people were calling and asking before I got these tickets. We do have the House of Blues. We got Tesla. It's the Las Vegas Takeover. It's a rock and roll band. It's Tesla. It's standing room only. $150 value for $79 if you want to take advantage of Tesla. All right. Not the car, the band. Tesla, make sure you get your tickets right now through us. $150 value, standing room only, $79 for the pair. The number to dial is 221-7283. And then I do have the NHRA for this weekend, April 10th through the 12th. If you want to go to the NHRA, I got one pair left for Friday, or two pair left for Friday and one pair left for Saturday. If you want to go check out the NHRA, the 4Y Nationals, these are general admission tickets. Got great seats. Make sure you get them through us. $25, $35, and $65. If you want to grab a pair of those tickets, you can right now. The number to dial is 221-7283. And also don't forget, we do have some South Point shows available. We got some South Point tickets available. The number is 221-SAVE. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the world famous radio shopping show, where you can live large for less. I'm going to put these and let you guys know that other item, Woodby's Daytime Eatery, $25 for $15. If you want to check out Woodby's Daytime Eatery. So take advantage of that. $25 for $15. If you want to grab one of those, it's over on South Rainbow. If you want to check that out, South Rainbow and Blue Diamond. So make sure you get your tickets for Woodby's, 221-7283. And then we also have in stock and available, if you want to check out El Zarape right next door. We actually got El Zarape number 2. All right. We got El Zarape number 2 on the east side of town. All right. Berea. I think that is, El Zarape number 2. So this is, Nellis or Lamb. Lamb and Charleston, $20 value, on sale for $10 today. If you want to check that out, that one is new. They just started with us Friday. So we're happy to have them on the radio shopping show. The number is 221-7283. If you want to check out, El Zarape number 2, you can give me a call right now. If you're on the east side of town, this is perfect. Anybody Lamb area, anybody on the, Nellis side, if you want to check out an east side restaurant, great Mexican food is right off the 95 freeway. Get down there and check it out. We want to make sure you get some great Mexican food. Now we got one on the west side and on the east side, run right here next door to us. And then we got one on the east side of town for all my east side lovers. Some great Mexican food, $20 value for $10 right now. If you want to get your hands on that, 1-800-221-SAVE. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back to wrap up the show. Any last minute items, make sure you get them. I do have two left for Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
The 27th Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend is taking place April the 18th to the 21st, 2024 at the Orleans Hotel in Las Vegas. And once again, we are bringing you a fantastic lineup of entertainment. Get all the details at www.vivalasvegas.net. Tickets are available now, so don't miss out. Go to www.vivalasvegas.net. See you there.
Just a short two-hour drive from Las Vegas lies a discovery like no other in St. George, Utah. You'll find the St. George Dinosaur Discovery Site, which is a natural history museum located at Johnson Farm. This is a world-class dinosaur site that includes the rare combination of fossilized footprints and bones of dinosaurs and other ancient animals. The fossils at the St. George Dinosaur Discovery Site are all housed inside a comfortable building where you'll find early Jurassic ecosystems complete with dinosaurs, plants, fishes, and more. Visit utahdinosaurs.org for directions, rates, and hours. Are you ready to walk with the dinosaurs?
Flyover uses immersive state-of-the-art technology that gives you the unmistakable feeling of flight. Sit with your feet dangling by a massive spherical screen while our films whisk you away on a journey over iconic locations and natural wonders. Special effects combined with the ride's motion create an unforgettable experience. Open 11 a.m. daily at 3771 Las Vegas Boulevard South and Harmon, right next to the Hard Rock Cafe. Visit flyoverlasvegas.com.
The London Bridge Resort in Lake Havasu is the perfect place to vacation in style. Their beautifully designed suites include stunning views, a kitchenette, and free Wi-Fi. The well-reviewed and affordable resort has tons of amenities, including a breakfast buffet, kids camp, a 9-hole golf course, 3 pools, a marina, boat tours, a water slide, and a great nightlife scene. London Bridge Resort is centrally located in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Go to londonbridgeresort.com to plan your getaway today. London Bridge Resort, your Arizona oasis destination.
Zen World Premium CBD offers full and broad spectrum CBD oil, extracts, and capsules, which are designed to help you feel your best. Their products are sourced from the best organic hemp and natural ingredients on the market and are tested for quality, purity, and potency. They have a full range of items from health and wellness to beauty to pets. Call 725-205-9223. Visit online at zenworld.com. Or stop by their location at 9895 South Maryland Parkway and Silverado Ranch Parkway. Mention KSHP for 10% off in store or use code KSHP online for 15% off.
Is your dog suffering from a sensitive stomach? Hi, it's Kelly the Cookie Lady from Mooch's Munchies. Our dogs had super sensitive tummies, and I needed to find a low-fat treat that wouldn't give them gas or other issues. Most of the treats on the market were loaded with fillers, chemicals, and chicken fat. Many of them weren't even food. Well, I knew I could do better, so I developed Mooch's Munchies, and I'm happy to be able to share them with you. Stop by our store or our website, moochesmunchies.com, and find out why we say that Mooch's Munchies are totally possum.
We could do this all night long.
Back by popular demand, the Sherwood Cell Point presents...
Great, let's get on with it!
Bill Medley and Bucky Hurd.
The Righteous Brothers.
April 16th to the 18th. Tickets to the box office, online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone, 702-797-8055.
Don't miss this show. We could do this all night long.
Not a hell of a
The Righteous Brothers at the South Point.
Thank you.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I approve this message.
Open borders, crime, inflation, failing schools. Is this the nation Democrats think we truly deserve? Republican Colonel David Flippo stands ready to represent District 4 and all Nevadans with unwavering commitment and strength. He's not just promising change, he's ready to deliver it. With a focus on economic freedom, Colonel Flippo pledges to cut bureaucratic red tape and create an environment where Nevada small business can survive and thrive, giving power to entrepreneurs and employees like you to drive our economy forward. As a combat veteran, Colonel Flippo knows the importance of national security. He's seen the border crisis firsthand and is dedicated to securing our nation and communities. On education, Colonel Flippo is committed to ensuring that parents have the right to raise their children with integrity and without interference. With Colonel Flippo, it's about taking real action that will shape a brighter Nevada future for us all. Early voting starts soon, and the primary is June 11, 2024. Blue no more to get ahead. In District 4, let's flip it red with Colonel Flippo.
paid for by the committee to elect Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo.
The Showroom at South Point presents A Night of Impressions, starring Jay Moore and Daryl Hammond.
Whose voice is this?
Juliana of Bozo.
How about this one?
Thunder and Prick, you spider. What am I?
Can you guess?
Say things like
April 12th to the 14th. Tickets available now at the door. SouthPointCasino.com or charge by phone. 702-797-8055. A Night of Impression at the South Point.
And ketchup is a vegetable.
They say where there's smoke, there's fire. And this season's so hot, the entire track will be blazing. Tony Stewart, John Force, and more ignite a weekend of speed at the NHRA 4-Wide Nationals at the Strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. April 12th through 14th. Get your tickets today at LVMS.com. Free general admission for kids 12 and under. The NHRA 4-Wide Nationals, April 12th through 14th. Get your tickets today.
Join us for UNLVino's cherished Sake Fever event at Resorts World Athena Pool and Family Pool on April 19th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Immerse yourself in an evening of Asian-inspired cuisine from renowned restaurants in Resorts World and premium sake, spirits, beer, and Asian-inspired cocktails. For more information, call 702-221-1200 or visit unlvino.com.
Hungry for a taste of the South right here in Las Vegas and Henderson? Look no further than TNT Baked Potatoes Food Truck. Originating from Houston, Texas, TNT is bringing their mouth-watering Southern-style baked potatoes to your neighborhood. Sink your teeth into the barbecue potato, piled high with beef brisket, chicken, and sausage atop a perfectly baked potato. Vegetarian? No problem. TNT offers delicious veggie options, too. Check out their full menu online. Planning a special event, TNT Baked Potatoes caters, too. Visit TNT online at tntbakedpotatoes.com. TNT Baked Potatoes, where every bite is a blast of flavor.
Galpao Gaucho's Brazilian Steakhouse, featuring 17 different cuts of meat, ranging from beef, pork, chicken, lamb, and fish, served and sliced by its bandana-wearing waitstaff. Our menu is inspired by the gaucho culture and the authentic dining tradition of the Brazilian cowboy. Grilled meats and fresh salads. There's something for everyone to enjoy. Located at 3200 Las Vegas Boulevard South, inside the Fashion Show Mall. For more information, visit GalpaoGauchoUSA.com.
Welcome to Costa Oil, home of the 10-minute oil change. We specialize in no-appointment, drive-through 10-minute oil changes. With our short wait time, top-of-the-line products, and exceptional customer service, we exceed our customers' expectations. Costa Oil, home of the 10-minute oil change. 4881 East Flamingo and Boulder Highway. Call 702-433-3931 or visit CostaOils.com for special offers.
Maya Cinemas opened its doors bringing state-of-the-art movie-going to the area. Maya Cinemas offer first-run Hollywood movies in high-end theaters focused on quality of design, state-of-the-art presentation, and providing first-rate entertainment with superior customer service. Maya Cinemas, 2195 Las Vegas Boulevard North, across from the Silver Nugget. For more information and showtimes, visit mayacinemas.com.
Located only 4 miles from downtown Colorado Springs and 10 miles from Pikes Peak, Hyatt Place Colorado Springs Garden of the Gods offers spacious rooms with contemporary decor, stylish furnishings, including divided living and sleeping areas, the Hyatt Grand Bed, state-of-the-art media and work center, a 42-inch flat panel high-definition television that easily integrates with laptops and other electronic devices. Complimentary breakfast is included during your stay. Location at 503 West Garden of the Gods Road. Book your stay at hyattplace.com.
Join Signature Productions April 4th through the 27th at Summerlin Library Theater for the spring production of Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, considered the longest-running show in the history of the London Theater. And this murder mystery needs your help to find the killer. The Mousetrap at Summerlin Library Theater, April 4th through the 27th. Showtimes Thursday through Saturday, 7:30 p.m., with a special 2 p.m. matinee on Saturdays. For tickets, visit signatureproductions.net.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
And this season, so hot, the entire track will be blazing. Tony Stewart, John Force, and more ignite a weekend of speed at the NHRA 4-Wide Nationals at the Strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. April 12th through 14th. Get your tickets today at LVMS.com. Free general admission for kids 12 and under. The NHRA 4-Wide Nationals, April 12th through 14th. Get your tickets today.
Ninja Kids Action Park is a trampoline park built by Ninja Kids TV and is the premier trampoline park in all of Las Vegas. Ninja Kids Action Park has over 20 attractions built with every person in mind. Trampolines, gymnastic tumble tracks, dodgeball, slides, aerial silks, and more. Each Ninja Kids Action Park meets the highest industry standards of safety and cleanliness. Located at 2640 South Decatur on Sahara. Open Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m. For more information and details, visit NinjaKidsVegas.com.
Taxes, taxes. Earned income credits, Schedule C's, 1099, child tax credits, casino winnings? It's a lot. Call Toro Taxes at 702-685-8838. That's 685-8838 and get your best refund. Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, cab drivers, delivery drivers, we're close to the airport. Toro Taxes open 7 days a week. Our weekend appointments are filling up fast, so call 702-685-8838. That's 685-8838.
The Radio Shopping Show, brought to you by Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at Flamingo in Paradise. For food, gaming, fun, and free parking, it's Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino, your winning destination. Remember, big savings are just a phone call away at 702-221-7283. That's 702-221-SAVE. Now, let's return to the Radio Shopping Show.
All right, welcome back to the Radio Shopping Show. We're counting it down. We got about 20 minutes left to go if you want to get some last minute calls in. I was just talking earlier about the Hyatt Place Hotel. I want to let you guys know this is a super special deal. I'm going to do this right now for $149. I got two of these that I just want people to get in their hands. So I got two that we're going to do for $149 if you want to grab that. And matter of fact, can we go any lower than that, Mark? How about $129? But you must buy. I need two. I got two. I'm going to do two. $129. If you want to go to the Hyatt Place in Colorado Springs right now, take advantage of me right now and grab these two. $129 for a three-night stay at the Hyatt Place in Colorado Springs. You cannot pass this deal up. This is one of the lowest prices it's ever been. We normally don't go below $150 because it's a $674 value, but you got 20 minutes. If you want to, if you have a friend and you know somebody that's in Colorado, you can get one or two of these right now. There's no resort fees, no parking fees. They do serve a hot breakfast each morning, so make sure you get those right here on the one and only Radio Shopping Show, coming to you live right here at the KSHP Studios, 2400 South Jones and Sahara. Now, if you want to call in right now and you guys know what the deal is, make sure you pick up the phone and give me a call. Give me a buzz. 221-7283 is Mark with the Radio Shopping Show, coming to you live right here. AM 1400 on your radio dial. Let's go through our sale list. I do have right now in stock Herbie. I've got Herbie Hancock. Which one? Oh, next door. Michelle could have did it. All right. The number to dial is 221-7283. 221-SAVE. Great deals, great savings right here on the one and only Radio Shopping Show. All right. So we just did reduce the Hyatt Place in Colorado Springs. Don't miss out on that deal. I do have Sin City Seafood, a $25 value on sale for $10 right now. And that's down on Bonneville. If you want to take advantage of that, it's down on Bonneville. And third, Wonderful Seafood, And then we do have one pair of tickets left for Mike Epps, $125 value for $69. If you want to go see Mike Epps, guess what? I do have Mike Epps tickets right now. If you want to check out Mike Epps, you can take advantage of those right now. And then I do have Maya Cinemas. I only got four pair of tickets left for Maya Cinemas for $13. If you want to check out Maya Cinemas, here's your opportunity. And I got a new business that just started with us. It's called Pick Up. Let me pronounce this correct. Pick Up Claw Arcade. This is perfect for the kids. If you do have younger kids, these are $20 loyalty cards on sale right now for just $13. You can buy two of those. It is off Lake Mead and Rock Springs. Pick Me Up Arcade is a new claw arcade in Las Vegas. We offer a select of cute plushes that are guaranteed to steal your hearts. We also offer trade-in system that allows you to trade in you want and won the different products. We hope you see you there. So check out, it's called Pick Me Claw Arcade. Pick Me Claw Arcade. It's over on Lake Mead and Rock Springs, brand new to the Radio Shopping Show. I'm excited about this one. Make sure you guys check it out. The number to dial is 221-7283. It's Mark with the Radio Shopping Show live right here at AM 1400 on your radio dial. 221-SAVE. Welcome to the world famous Radio Shopping Show, where you can live large for less. Also, I do want to mention we do have Splash Supper Club, a $25 value on sale for $7. I got two El Zarape restaurants right now. One on the east side, $20 value for $10. And the one right next door to us, $20 value on sale for $6. If you want to go to El Zarape, I do have in stock and available Menopause the Musical for $25 a pair. If you want to go check out Harrah's Menopause the Musical, here's your opportunity to get those tickets right now to Menopause the Musical. Another great show that we want to talk about is over at the Palms. It's Inside the Pearl. It is Herbie Hancock. If you haven't, if you love jazz, you'll know exactly who Herbie Hancock is. If you love jazz, are you a big fan of jazz? You will absolutely love Herbie Hancock. Make sure you get down there. It's going to be at the Palms at the Pearl. All right, 221-7283 on the one and only Radio Shopping Show. So pick up that phone and save some money. Also today, I do have a couple of the South Point shows right now. If you guys are wanting to go to the South Point, you know, we are almost out of the South Point. We're going to be getting our May allotment next week. We're getting our May allotment next week. So let's sell these ones out right now. 221-7283. The Bronx Wanderers, I'm sold out of. 221-SAVE. Let's go back to our phone lines before we get out of here. Caller, your turn. Shopping number. Caller, your turn. Shopping number. Rick.
Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Rick. Welcome to the show. Are we going to mail out or charge and hold today, Rick?
A charge and hold, please, Mark.
All right, charge and hold it is, my friend. We'll put that on there as a charge and hold, and you'll pick up from us. All right, Rick, what can I get started for you?
I wanted the El Zarape that's right beside of you. I think it's on sale for $6 today.
Yes, El Zarape Mexican restaurant, wonderful Mexican food. Yes, it's on sale today for $6.
All right, I think that's it. I have some other things that I had charge and hold, so I'll be in tomorrow or Wednesday to pick everything up.
All right, that sounds good. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Mark. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. The number to dial is 221-SAVE. How about the Beach House? $20 value. It's in Henderson, 21st and 10. I also have, I was trying to look and see what I had left for South Point. I know you guys love the South Point, right? You guys all love South Point shows. Let's see what I have left. I'm going to reduce some of these tickets right now. I do have Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. We're going to do those for $29 right now. That's Tuesday, April 23rd. If you want to go see Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, I also have Wednesday, April 24th. We're going to do those for $29 a pair. What else do I got at the South Point that I'm going to drop the price because I'm getting my new allotment? I do have Human Nature for $25 a pair. That's on Friday, April 19th. If you want to check out Human Nature, that's Friday, April 19th. All right, let's. What else do I have? What else do I have? Mark, what else do you have that you can get rid of? The number is 221-SAVE. I think I have the Righteous Brothers. We're going to do the Righteous Brothers today for $29. So give me a call if you want to go see the Righteous Brothers. That is April 17th and 18th. I got Wednesday and Thursday left for $29 a pair. That's $14.50 a ticket. You can't beat that. If you go to the box office, these tickets are going to cost you $35-$39 a ticket. So you're going to get them today for $29. So that's going to wrap up our South Point, and then we'll get our new allotment. So let's sell these ones out. Let's sell them out. I want everybody to get a pair of tickets for the South Point before we jump into May. South Point tickets before we jump into May. South Point. The number is 221-7283. Who loves saving money? Right now. Right here. Come on, Las Vegas. The number to dial is 221-7283. Coming to you live. We're right here at the KSHP Studios, 2400 South Jones and Sahara. The number to dial is 221-SAVE. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the world famous radio shopping show where you can live large for less. All right. Great deals and great savings. They do happen right here. I'm here for everybody that's shopping right now. Before I sign out, make sure you give me a call. 221-7283. Coming to you live. We're right here. Yes. At the KSHP Studios, 2400 South Jones and Sahara. Who wants to get one of the South Point show tickets before we sell out? Who wants to get one of the South Point show tickets before we sell out? The number to dial is 221-7283. It's Mark with the Radio Shopping Show, coming to you live right here at the KSHP Studios, 2400 South Jones and Sahara. If you are just tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Welcome to the world famous radio shopping show where you can live large for less. All right. Great deals and great savings. They do happen right here on the one and only Radio Shopping Show. Also today in our sale list, I do have tickets for Maya Cinemas. I got four pair of tickets left for Maya Cinemas. Only four pair left for Maya Cinemas. If you want to take advantage of Maya Cinemas, you can check that out right now. All right. So give me a call on that. 221-7283 is the number to dial on the one and only Radio Shopping Show. 221-SAVE. All right. Great deals and great savings. They do happen right here with me. If you're just tuning in, good evening and welcome to the show. I did have our super deal. I do have NHRA tickets for this weekend. If anybody wants to go to the NHRA, I do have Friday and Saturday, Sunday. I think I'm sold out of Sunday, but if you want to go to the NHRA, here's your opportunity. Let's go. And I got Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
The 27th Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend is taking place April the 18th to the 21st, 2024 at the Orleans Hotel in Las Vegas. And once again, we are bringing you a fantastic lineup of entertainment. Get all the details at www.vivalasvegas.net. Tickets are available now, so don't miss out. Go to www.vivalasvegas.net. See you there.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I approve this message.
Open borders, crime, inflation, failing schools. Is this the nation Democrats think we truly deserve? Republican Colonel David Flippo stands ready to represent District 4 and all Nevadans with unwavering commitment and strength. He's not just promising change, he's ready to deliver it. With a focus on economic freedom, Colonel Flippo pledges to cut bureaucratic red tape and create an environment where Nevada small business can survive and thrive, giving power to entrepreneurs and employees like you to drive our economy forward. As a combat veteran, Colonel Flippo knows the importance of national security. He's seen the border crisis firsthand and is dedicated to securing our nation and communities. On education, Colonel Flippo is committed to ensuring that parents have the right to raise their children with integrity and without interference. With Colonel Flippo, it's about taking real action that will shape a brighter Nevada future for us all. Early voting starts soon, and the primary is June 11, 2024. Blue no more to get ahead. In District 4, let's flip it red with Colonel Flippo.
paid for by the committee to elect Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo.
Back, yeah, make sure you guys get out and vote. Whether you're red, whether you're blue, whatever political view you have, make sure you get out there and vote. The number to dial is 221-7283, 221-SAVE. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the world famous radio shopping show where you can live large for less. All right. Continuing through our amazing sale list, great deals and great savings. They do happen right here with me. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the show. Welcome to the world famous radio shopping show. I do have tickets available. I got one pair of tickets left for the Mousetrap. If anybody wants to go check out the Mousetrap, I do have those tickets available. It's going to be over at the Summerlin Library. They've kicked off. I just had two great performers, Alex and Anastasia. They were in the studio. So they talked about the Mousetrap and how amazing it was to be a part of this production. If you want to go see it, it's at the Summerlin Library Theater. Make sure you guys get down there and check it out. The number is 221-SAVE. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the world famous radio shopping show. Do want to let you guys know some of these wonderful deals and wonderful savings. They do happen right here with me. Also, I do want to mention the Beach House. This is another new one. It's out in Henderson. For all my Henderson folkies, I got the new restaurant right there on, it's formerly Shakespeare's Pub, $20 value for 10. It's on Eastern and Silver, and, St. Rose, Eastern and Coronado Center. And then we also have Scrambled LV right there on St. Rose Parkway and Eastern. And then I do have the Salt Room. If you guys want to do a kind of a Salt Room / restaurant, day, KSHP style. I got the Salt Room right now for $10. If you want to go to the Salt Room, give me a call. They have three area locations for the Salt Room. And then I got Bagel Cafe, Great Buns Bakery for $3. If you want to check that out, 10 for three. So call me right now and let's save some money on the one and only radio shopping show. We got a wonderful array of new businesses. Oh man, I can't believe how many new items we've been introducing for people. If anybody is our listeners, if you are interested in wanting to get your hands on some of these new items, here is your opportunity to do that. The number to dial is 221-7283. So we got a couple of minutes left to go. We got about 5 minutes left to go and then we're going to sign out because we do have to go to the top of the hour break. We do have, our deals. I'm going to go through the sale list. If you hear an item, make sure you get an item. All South Point shows right now are going to be $29 if you want to go to the South Point for the shows that I have left today only. Also, I do have in stock Herbie Hancock on April 12th, $90 value for $39. And then I do have Tesla. This is the Las Vegas Takeover. It's Tesla, the rock and roll band, $150 value for $79. And then finally, if anybody wants to go to the Hyatt Place in Colorado Springs, I'm doing two of these right now. You've twisted my arm long enough. You've twisted my arm. $129. I finally dropped it below $150. $129, but you got to buy both. You got to buy one for you and one for a neighbor or one for a friend or one for a family member. So Hyatt Place is good on weekends and it's valid until December 1st of 2024. So you have a lot of time to use it. So check that out. Make sure you call me before I get off the air. I got 3 minutes and then I'm taking it with me. 221-SAVE. And I got the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I got the Bullring tickets and the 4Y National tickets. If you want to check out the 4Y Nationals, that is available right now. 25, 35, 65. If you want to take advantage of those, give me a call. I got one pair left for Saturday. And I got three pair left for Friday. If anybody wants to go to the NHRA, it's down at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. The number to dial is 221-SAVE. I got four pair of tickets left for Maya Cinemas. We're going to do Maya Cinemas right now, $26 value for $13. Who doesn't want to take a trip down the road? Take a trip down the road. All right. The number is 221-7283. Can I convince you to go down the road? We're going to go down the road and have a good time. The number to dial is 221-SAVE. Great deals and great savings. They do happen right here with me. Before we sign out, I do want to let you guys know this Hyatt Place Hotel is wonderful. Yeah, I've been to it before, so check it out. $129 tonight only. Tomorrow, you're going to pay two, one night. You're going to pay more. And then also, I do want to mention I got two tickets left, two passes, high roller passes for UNL Vino. Who wants my last high roller passes? I only got two left. Just had a great conversation with Tom. If you buy those right now, you do get a special free show tickets. All right, so check that out. The number to dial is 221-SAVE. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the world famous radio shopping show where you can live large for less. Right, great deals and great savings. They do happen right here with me. So pick up the phone and shout me out, Las Vegas. Tell me you want to save some money. Tell me you love saving money. Let me hear you say it. All right, 221-7283. Viva Las Vegas. All right. Well, Las Vegas, that's my time. I want to thank everybody that tuned in. We'll be back tomorrow morning and have some more fun tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. All right, so tune in. The number is 221-SAVE. All right, great deals and great savings.
You've been listening to the Radio Shopping Show, brought to you by Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino at Flamingo in Paradise. For food, gaming, fun, and lots of free parking, it's Silver Sevens Hotel and Casino, your winning destination.